Hey, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Welcome to worship this morning at Ignite One, Alpharetta, Georgia. We are so blessed and we are favored to have you be a part of this particular morning. We know that it is what is deemed Palm Sunday, the week before the prolific and profound passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to, amen, just agree in the word of God today all over the world. This day is being celebrated in pulpits and by pastors from all, amen, walks of life. So we thank God for what he's doing in this season. Let's pray this morning, family, and get right into the word of God this morning. I'm excited about what I have to share and what the Lord has released as it relates to this word this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you and we give you glory this morning that you are high and lifted up. You said, Jesus, that if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me. And that's what we come to do, hallelujah, this day is to lift you up. This is your day. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you've made it, oh God, that we would manifest your glory and give you the honor that's due your name. I pray this morning for those that are listening to this word of God on this Sunday, that you would touch their hearts, that you would open their spirit man and enlighten them to the will of God for their lives, whether they are saved or whether they need setting free. We decree and declare that the word of God has power to lift you and free you and make you whole again. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the anointing that makes teaching and preaching easy, but more than that, hearing and doing your word is, glory to God, is what we want. I give you praise and glory for, hallelujah, my woman of God, Prophetess Tracy, the family of God, the men and women of God, the sons and daughters of God, and most of all, the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Would you just give God a praise right where you are? Lift your voice and thank him this morning for who he is in your life and who he has been. Amen. Even when we didn't know it, he was keeping us and he was, amen, our covenant keeping God. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Sunday, this Sunday is what we know, family, as Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday marks the beginning of the greatest trial of Jesus' life. And yet, even in the greatest trial of his life, yet it would be the precursor to the greatest triumph of his life. Oh my, that's a word right there for somebody. If you didn't go through a great trial, you would never know how great triumph, glory to God, look and how it feels to come out and overcome what you thought was going to overcome you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the precursor to the greatest triumph of his life in fulfilling the will of the Father for humanity and our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read John 12, 13, the ESV version of the scripture, and I'll give you my title as we get there. So they took branches of palm trees and they went out to meet him, him being Jesus, as he was making his entry into Jerusalem. They went out to meet him crying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Verse 14, and Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it was written. 15, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Yeah, it was the Passion Week, the week, amen, of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It was what they call the Holy Week. And him riding on the donkey was a symbol of peace, because they thought that this Messiah, this king, was coming. And the king, if he rode on a horse, then it was a time for war. But Jesus chose a donkey as a prophetic symbol of the fact that he came, amen, in the the passionate peace of God. Hallelujah. It was a symbol of humility and as well of servanthood and the fulfillment of prophecy. Glory to God. And then the people waving palm branches and they're shouting and they're celebrating, Hosanna, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. That was symbolic of salvation and victory. Glory to God. And then it was on the Sabbath that Jesus chose to do this, in reference to the fact that it was just, glory to God, about, watch this, it was about worship over work, because Sabbath was a big day for the people of that time. And there were laws centered around the Sabbath that you couldn't work and you couldn't do. And we know the Bible said Jesus broke the law. He healed, he delivered, he set free, he raised, amen, all of that on the Sabbath. And it drove the religious minded people crazy because they didn't know how to handle, amen, his power. Glory to God. And then the scripture also tells us that he was crying for the people. He was crying as he entered the city, and he was weeping, and he was weeping for them for the simple fact that they had continually rejected God's love, amen, for them. Hallelujah. And Jesus knew as well that the same people that was shouting and celebrating at the beginning of the week would be the same people that would be shouting, crucify him at the end of the week. Wow, hallelujah. And that in a snippet, amen, is our introduction to Palm Sunday and what it begins to entail us. But I didn't come to talk about the specific meaning of Palm Sunday this morning. I have a word, glory to God, from the Lord for you this morning. And I want you to join me in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 20. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse number 27, and it reads, "And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Verse 28, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." The Amplified Version of verse 28 says this, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many," here it is, "paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin." Glory be to God. So, family, this morning, I just have one word and one topical thought to talk to you about this morning from the Holy Ghost, and that is ransom, ransomed, ransom. That's, amen, what I want to talk about this morning, that word ransomed. As Jesus makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, it is the climax point of a prophetic celebration and prophetic anticipation and prophetic expectation of the fullness of God's timing. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians 4:4-6. "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman," glory to God, "born under the law," verse 5, "to redeem those who were under the law, that they might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth into our hearts the spirit of his son, crying, Abba, Father." Wow. So when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made a woman. When we talk about the fullness of time and we're talking about being ransomed by the beginning of this holy week and the end of the destiny of Jesus on the cross, we're talking about a set time. We're talking about the right time. We're talking about a God time, a time that God decided on. And because it was in the providential and divine will of God, when that time came, there was nothing that could stop it. There was nothing that could hold back, hallelujah, this moment. And we suggest to you that Palm Sunday was the beginning, glory to God, of the climax of the John 3:16, where God so loved the world and the reason he sent his son. You know me, I have a format for this word palm. And what we want to look at it, amen, as that Jesus was God's purpose, amazing love manifested. That's what Palm Sunday is all about, family. Somebody ought to get excited about that. It was purposed, amazing love manifested. Hallelujah. Purposed, amazing love manifested. The Bible talks about a very familiar character named Job. You know the book of Job. You know his story. And there's a portion in there where Job's friends find out he's in trouble and he's in a certain position and condition, and they come to comfort him. And Job really just kind of categorized the fact that you guys are the most miserable comforters that I have experienced. Glory to God. And so in 33, in Job 33, Job is really trying to get his mind around and understand why life has went left on him and everything has gone crazy. Glory to God. And at the end of this book, Job is, he rebukes, amen, three of the friends, but he don't rebuke the fourth one. And his name was, watch this, his name was Elihu. And within that text in chapter 33, Elihu is responding to Job about how God would deal with a person who had sinned against him because they believed Job was guilty. Glory to God. So Elihu says to Job, paraphrase, no matter how bad it gets, God can step in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In verse 25, Elihu says something so profound, and he's trying to get Job to understand. He says, God says, because I have found a ransom, you can be delivered from going down into the pit. Woo, my, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I found the ransom and you can be delivered from going down into the pit. Let me read that to you for just a moment, beginning at verse 23. Yet if there is an angel at their side, a person that have sinned and don't understand, a messenger, one out of 1,000, NIV version, sent to tell them how to be upright, verse 24. And he is gracious to that person and says to God, spare them from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom for them. Verse 25, let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored in the days of their youth. Verse 26, then the person can pray to God and find favor with him. They will see God's face, hallelujah, and shout for joy. He will restore them to the full well-being. Verse 27, and they will go to others and say, I've sinned. I perverted what's right, but I did not get what I deserve. Oh, somebody throw your hands up right there. Hallelujah. Type in the chat, you didn't get what you deserve. Verse 28, God has delivered me from going down into the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. Man, that's a powerful scripture to unpack. I just can't do it there. Hallelujah. So watch it now. He said he delivered him from going down to the pit because he found a ransom. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Based on where we were and how we were born into sin and shaping in iniquity. Amen. That God found a ransom. He found the ransom. He found the ransom. It's Proverbs chapter number 24, verse number 15 of the King James Version of the Bible says, the way of life is above to the wise, that they may depart from hell beneath. NIV, watch this, says that the B portion, to keep them from going down to death below. You get it? Hallelujah. New Living adds to the end of that. It says that they may leave the grave behind. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Somebody type in the chat, shout ransom right now. What is a ransom, family? A ransom is a substitute. It's a payment. It's something of value that has enough worth to set you free from a thing. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I know this is the word of the Lord this morning as I was praying about what it was that I was going to be teaching. The Holy Spirit had given me this word and this thought, and I was just making sure that it was the Lord, and I was sitting and I was relaxing and I was watching a program, and they began to talk about a situation, and this word came up about five or six times. Glory to God. And I really believe that God was saying that, yep, that's it. That's it. That's the word. Glory to God right there. Hallelujah. And so watch it now, because a ransom is a substitute. It's a payment for something of value that has enough worth to set you free from a thing. We know the scripture says, amen, in John's Gospel 8, glory to God, I believe it's 32, that he that the Son sets free is free indeed. 1 Corinthians 6, watch this, 19 through 20. It talks about this, and I'm going to paraphrase, just shorten it up. You are, watch this, you are not your own property. And you were bought with a price, and it was the price of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was, glory to God, purpose, amazing love being manifested on our behalf. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what it was. Amen. And the question now becomes that on this Palm Sunday, how was that purpose, amazing love manifested? Glory to God for us. I'm glad you asked. I'm going to try to give you an answer. Hallelujah. How was it manifest? Amen. It was manifest through the fact that Jesus was our ransom. Hallelujah. He was our substitute, our payment, in glory to God, for the penalty that we deserve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he thought he was, he watched this, he was the value, glory to God, that had enough worth to set us free from the thing that held us captive. Glory be to God. So watch it now. It was manifested because he was our substitutionary sacrifice. Yep. Substitutionary sacrifice. And because he was a substitutionary sacrifice, he brought restoration. He brought restoration to those, glory to God, that needed, hallelujah, rescuing. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know, watch this, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I'm with you. I'm rich in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says we were born in sin, we were shapen in iniquity, and we were captives. We were spiritual slaves to sin. We were entangled. We were bound. But the blood, hallelujah, had enough value to set us free. Somebody type in that chat, shout, there's still power in the blood. Hallelujah. The psalmist say it reaches, yeah, to the highest, yeah, mountain, and it flows, glory to God, to the lowest valley. It's the blood that give me strength from day to day. It shall never, ever lose its power. Yeah, there's power even in that blood. It still, hallelujah, holds value. Glory to God. This day in 2024 to set you free. Hallelujah. Amen. From what have you bound? That's the power of the blood. He was ransomed as our substitutionary sacrifice that brought restoration. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh my, hallelujah. Hey, Yoshibakana. I love the fact, glory to God, that God is going to show himself, amen, strong on your behalf. And you trust him and lean into what he already promised you. Hallelujah. He's doing great things, even, hallelujah, when we don't even understand. So number one, it happened as our purpose, amazing love manifested because there was a substitutionary sacrifice. Whoa, Shammah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Number two, watch it now. Then there was the fact that Jesus became our supernatural savior, where the substitutionary sacrifice, it brought restoration. Our supernatural savior, he brought our redemption. Glory to God. The release of the ransom, amen, watch this, gave us forgiveness even though we were guilty. Yeah, hallelujah. Colossians 1:3-14, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Watch it, please, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So here's the reality, family. Don't miss this, please. Here is the reality. Hallelujah. Here's the reality. The reality is, watch this now, when you really begin to walk in the will of God and there's prophetic destiny on your life to put God's glory on display, yeah, true spiritual progress in the will of the Father looks like this. It is a daily, dirty, bloody, dying, disciplined walk of faith that will validate your humility over your humanity. Oh, somebody shout right there. Glory to God. In other words, your faith gonna shake your flesh down. I feel like jumping up and running. Hallelujah. But I got to stay right here. Hallelujah. That's why the word tells us we must die daily. We must take up our cross if we're going to follow. Glory to God. Why? Because we enter into this daily, dirty, bloody, dying, disciplined walk of faith. Because God wants to validate, hallelujah, his divinity in our identity and his humility, glory to God, over our own humanity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have been ransomed, and it's because of the purpose, amazing love of God manifested in the earth. Ooh, Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, amen, Jesus came, glory to God, as that purpose, amazing love and manifestation of God. And Jesus said that because my assignment is for you, I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you without a purpose, amazing love that got to be manifested. I'm going to leave you one just like me. And the Bible said that when he left, the Holy Ghost was going to come. And the scripture said that, and the Holy Ghost, glory to God, caused the love that was purpose and amazing and manifested to be shed abroad in our heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have, amen, this substitutionary sacrifice. We have this supernatural Savior. And then watch it now. Glory to God. He became our spiritual substance. While the substitutionary sacrifice brought, glory to God, restoration, and the supernatural Savior brought redemption, glory to God. Ephesians 8:9, we are saved by grace through faith. Yep, amen. Now, the spiritual substance, it brought us righteousness, glory to God. In the beginning, glory to God, was the Word, and the Word was God, hallelujah. And the same was with God in the beginning, hallelujah, glory to God. And the Bible says, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, glory to God. And it became the light that lights every man, hallelujah, that come into this world, glory to God. And Jesus, as God's purpose, amazing, manifested love, glory to God. He brought us back into right relationship, hallelujah, with God, even though, glory to God, we were guilty in the wrongness of the first Adam, glory to God. But the life in the second man, hallelujah, straightened it up and straightened it out for us, hallelujah, glory to God. And so we look at that and we can see how, amen, this restoration and this redemption and this righteousness, glory to God, that the ransom brings to you and I. Hallelujah. I can't wait till next week to talk to you about the testimony of the resurrection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job 33, verse 25, he shall return to the days of his youth. Glory to God. Why? Because God found a ransom. That's what Elihu tells Job. Glory to God. Go ahead and stop trying to fight the fact that you might be guilty. If you're on the witness stand, hallelujah, if you just commit to the guilt, if you commit to the guilt, God has found the ransom, glory to God, to set you free. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. And so watch it now. He says he shall return to the days of their youth. Here's a translation, and here's a word for somebody this morning. Glory to God. In other words, Elihu was trying to tell Job, listen, man, you are coming out and you're coming up in a new strength by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I prophesy that to about 30 people right now. You're coming out and you're coming up in a new strength by the Spirit of God in this, watch this, in this spring forward season. Hallelujah. You're about to leave some stuff behind, glory to God, that had a grip on you, glory to God, but the spring forward, hallelujah, caused it to let you go. Yeah, glory, shamanaha, glory to God, hallelujah. And now it's time for you, glory to God, hallelujah, to continue forward in faith, hallelujah. So watch it now, whoever you are, your condition and your position and your circumstance and your sin may have power over you, but here's the good news, it does not have, glory to God, power over God's covenant and concern for you. Hallelujah. Yay, my shakama. Yes, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. He will bring you out. Hallelujah. He will lift you up. Why? Because he's already purposed this amazing love to be manifested in your life. You just got to receive, glory to God, what he wants for you to have. So God is going to make you healthy. Glory to God. God's going to make you strong. God's going to heal you from your hurt. God's going to take your pain. God's going to, watch this, God's going to pull you from your bondage. Glory to God. Why? Because we are entering into a season of his purpose, amazing manifested love. And I'm just of the mindset that, watch this, I woke up early this morning, watch this please, and the Holy Ghost said to me that folks are hurting and they need healing. Glory to God. And then he said the healed need to have confidence, glory to God, to tell their testimony. I don't know who that's for, but take it, amen, glory to God, and receive it. There are folks that are hurting and they need healing, and those that are already healed need to have confidence to tell their testimony. Glory to God. Somebody shout, my testimony going to set somebody free. Yeah, hallelujah. What I've been holding back because of fear going to hold somebody up because of my faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 26. Watch this. He said to him in Job 33, 26, your flesh shall be refreshed and God will restore. Wow. How? Because his word to the world is, I have found a ransom. My God. Because Jesus' family gave, hallelujah, because God gave Jesus as our ransom, the power of the cross, it became a purpose, anointed love manifested to bring us healing. Yes, Shammah, manifested to bring us deliverance. Yes, manifested to bring us peace and victory. Glory to God, that the world can understand. Hallelujah. Manifested, glory to God. Hallelujah. That the carnal mind can't comprehend. Manifested that the flesh can't defeat. Why? Because of the purpose, anointed, glory to God, manifested love of God. It was amazing. And the people are celebrating. Yeah, amen. This prophetic, glory to God, hallelujah, expectation and anticipation and celebrating, glory to God, that the man has showed up. Glory to God. The Messiah has showed up. Hallelujah. And the prophecy, glory to God, hallelujah, speaks to, glory to God, a greater ending than a bad beginning. Shammah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let me get out of here. This is a quick word this morning. Hallelujah. I know that you're enjoying, glory to God, the presence of the life-changing King and understanding the fact that you've been ransomed. That's a good reason to shout this morning. Glory to God. You've been set free. You've been delivered. You've been redeemed. You've been healed. Glory to God. You've been restored. Yes, yeah. Glory to God. That's a good reason to shout if you love him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. As we celebrate Palm Sunday, we lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. As our substitutionary sacrifice, we lift up Jesus as our supernatural savior. We lift up Jesus as our spiritual substance. He is the word. He is the way. He is the wisdom. He is the will. He is the wonder of God. Hallelujah. All by him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Glory to God. He is the sacrifice, the savior, and the substance that took everything we deserve so that we could receive everything we didn't. Somebody ought to just rejoice right there. Thank you. Hallelujah. That you took everything I deserve so I could receive everything, glory to God, I didn't deserve. That's grace. Glory to God. That's favor. Glory to God. That's purpose. Glory to God. Amazing. Glory to God. Love manifested in your behalf. I'm telling you, somebody, amen, that's getting ready to go to church this Sunday, glory to God, and you always go on Easter, you're always there, amen, and you should be there, glory to God. But listen, I want to encourage you, listen, go this year, amen, watch this, go this year already in the beloved. Don't, hallelujah, don't go to church because it's Easter. Don't go to church because it's that Sunday or that time of the year. Go with his love already in your heart and watch what kind of experience that you have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. He wants to give you everything, hallelujah, you don't deserve. by letting you understand he took everything you did deserve. That's the power of the blood. That's the power of the manifested love of God. Here it is, and I got to go. I got to get out of here. Glory to God. He was obedient. We were disobedient. He was sinless. Hey, we were sinful. Somebody shout. He was faithful. We were unfaithful. Yeah, shout out. Hey, he was, watch this. He was the beloved, and we were the condemned. But the Bible says now there is, therefore, Romans 8, no more condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Glory to God. It was a fusion of his eternal purpose. Watch this, for a son and his prophetic destiny that would bring many sons to glory. Hallelujah. Many sons to glory. That's where we're at. God wants us to put his glory on display in this season of our life. Hallelujah. I got to get out, but I want to leave you with this morning. Hallelujah. It was his amazing. Glory to God. His purpose. Amazing. Hallelujah. Love manifested as our ransom. Glory to God. Here it is, please. For our eternal death, family. Watch this now. He gave us eternal life. For our guilt, he gave us forgiveness. For our sin, he gave us righteousness. For our curse, he gave us blessing. Ooh, for our judgment, he gave us justice and favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise right there, because he gave us justice and favor. He ransomed us. He redeemed us. He rescued us. Yay. Glory to God. He reconciled us. Hallelujah. When we didn't have the power to do it ourselves, the blood covered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah. Wow. For our rejection, y'all, he gave us adoption. For our sickness, he gave us healing. For our brokenness, he gave us wholeness. For our slavery, he gave us, glory to God, freedom. And for our poverty, he gave us provision. He gave us promise. Yeah, he gave us, glory to God, posterity. Glory to God, in the spirit of God. Why? Because they didn't call it the triumphant entry for nothing. It was already decided that victory, hallelujah, was already on God's timetable. Woo! Wow. Wow. So what that really speaks to you and I is that we can go through those moments and seasons where life don't make sense. Hallelujah. Where it feel like we're being crucified and what's happening to us is unjustified, and glory to God, and haters are rising and things are going awry and we just don't understand. But watch it, please. Victory was already on God's timetable. Hallelujah. Jesus just had to walk out. Hallelujah. The will of God. And he got to a point, even in that, hallelujah, that his humanity said, I don't want to do it. But the divinity in him said, not as I will. Glory to God, but thy will be done. And the scripture says, glory to God, hallelujah. He took his last breath. He gave up the ghost. He gave up the spirit. He died. Glory to God. He gave up, watch this, he gave up humanity. He gave up humanity on the cross. But divinity rose again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This purpose, amazing, love manifested, was an example and an expression of his love coming down to lift us up. That's what the resurrection is all about. Paul said in Philippians that I might know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, glory to God, that in this season, this is the mark. This is the mark of This is the mark of you springing forward beyond things that have held you captive and bound, and you can be set free. Glory to God. Today, some people that may hear me now and watch this recording, they have never experienced what it means to go to church already free. Even though they've gone every year after year after year, because it's a household tradition. It's a thing. It was for us when we were small. Glory to God. We were in there. We got whatever we could get new, whether it was used new or new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were happy, amen, to get it, and we were going to be in church on Easter Sunday. Glory to God. And even though we wasn't consistent and probably wasn't even good covenant members, but we had a little thing that we were going to do our Easter speech. Yeah, glory to God. I remember those times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, family, I'm telling you, somebody today, you listen, you're saying, I'm going to wait till next Sunday. It's Easter. You can receive Jesus today, and you can go into Sunday morning already free because of this purpose. Amazing love manifested. It was a love that came down to lift us up. And I don't have time to go through it and explain it all through scripture, but I'm telling you, family, it was a love that came down as a provided lamb. Glory to God. Jesus was our sacrificial lamb. He was the provided lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. He was the provided lamb. He's the lamb of God, the lamb of glory. Yeah, amen. Watch this. It was a love that came down not only as a provided lamb, but as a perfect sacrifice. Yeah, amen. God had to have a perfect sacrifice because He created a perfect condition for the man, amen, that fell, glory to God. And then he had to recreate that condition for us, amen, to get up, hallelujah, and be reconciled unto him. And he can only do it through a perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. A person that was not, amen, contaminated, glory to God, by the sin of the fall. And it was, amen, the second Adam, the last man, the second man and the last Adam, excuse me. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, amen, 15. And so it was a provided lamb. It was a perfect sacrifice. His love came down. Not only was it a provided lamb and a perfect sacrifice, this purposed, amazing, hallelujah, love manifested. It was the propitiation for sin. Yeah. Hallelujah. In other words, it was a divine exchange. Hey, Jesus took our place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took our place and gave us saving grace. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. It was a provided lamb. It was a perfect sacrifice. It was the propitiation for sin. Watch this. And then it was the promise of the Father. It was the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14, glory to God, he said, amen, that I go to a place. Hallelujah. The way I'm going, amen, you don't even know, but I go to a place. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may. Yeah, you may be also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the scripture talks about how that he performed the will of God. Amen. And he sat down at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because he had finished what God sent him to do and present, hallelujah, his perfect, purposed, amazing love manifested. Glory to God. As the provided lamb, as the perfect sacrifice, as the propitiation for sin, as the promise of the Father. And then here it is. As the proven son, glory to God, as the proven son, as the proven son, I don't know about you, glory to God, but my Bible says, amen, that God wants to make us son, as many as believe in him. To them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. Glory to God. The scripture even declares that as we are moving forward in the grace of God, the whole earth is waiting. There it is, for the manifestation of the sons of God. I believe that this manifestation is a manifestation, watch this, of God's love on display. Hallelujah. Through those individuals, hallelujah, that have given their life to him. And now that's the difference that's going to bring the world back to its place in God. It's going to be the love of God. It's going to be the saints of God that represent him and not misrepresent him. Glory to God. There's never been a time so much going on and so much misrepresentation of the kingdom. But I know my Bible says, hallelujah, and your Bible says, and you know this, glory to God, that it don't matter what, the gates of hell will not prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Against, hallelujah, the church of the living God. Hallelujah. On this Palm Sunday, think about the purpose, amazing love manifested, how that God has ransomed us. It's a finished work. It's already done. You don't have to earn it, work for it. You don't have to, amen, go to church for it. You can be ransomed the moment you say yes to God and yes to Jesus in your heart. You're ransomed and you're brought and transitioned from darkness to light. You're coming out of the shadows into the spiritual substance of the word of God. Hallelujah. You're coming out of the darkness into the light. That's what ransom is all about, a value, hallelujah, of something that's worth, that has enough worth to set a thing free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in one scripture, it talks about how that sin kidnapped us. Sin kidnapped us, glory to God. I forgot what version it is, but we've been kidnapped when we're not saved. We're kidnapped by sin, glory to God. And you know, when a kidnapper, glory to God, according to movies at least, when they kidnap somebody, they're always calling for a ransom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And they want a payment for what's valuable and what's worthy. Glory to God. And they ask for extreme amount of money, or give me a helicopter and a plane or whatever the case may be. Glory to God. But the point is, amen, that it's the value worth setting free. Glory to God. And it's a ransom. And God thought that we were valuable enough, hallelujah, to spend the most expensive thing he had, the blood of his son. Hallelujah. We were worth it. Hallelujah. And we've been made free and ransom in Christ Jesus. Give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord this morning for your grace. Thank God for your giving as well. Amen. And we want to get ready to lift up an offering and pray over this word and pray over your offering as we close this service this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get your offering ready. Amen. And you'll see the ways to give. Glory to God. Thank you so much for how you've been blessed, being a blessing to us. Glory to God. And God is doing great things. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we prepare to give, as we're preparing our seed, our sacrifice, our sowing, we thank you, God, that it's good ground. Hallelujah, God. In this season, we pray that you would give back, hallelujah, good measure, running over, shaken together, and cause men to give even back to the bosom of those that give. Thank you, hallelujah, that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah, Father, and you return even with open windows. Glory to God, that we have not room enough to receive, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody give God a praise for the ransom of God. Hallelujah. He did it by his blood. Glory to God. And he did it through his love. And we're grateful and thankful that this day, hallelujah, is a day of freedom. It's the beginning of the greatest trial, but it's going to turn out to be the greatest triumph because it's eternal destiny, eternal purpose for Jesus, but eternal destiny for us. Hallelujah. And we'll live because he's in us. That means you and I, we have resurrection power. We love you. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Until we meet next Sunday in person, glory to God, at Transforming Word Church in Lake City, Georgia. Glory to God. I think it's 1537 Trammell Road. Glory to God, in Lake City, Georgia. We love you and can't wait to see you.